Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise Him and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. God is good all the time. God is good. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stocks, and this is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast coming to you from the Jesus Save Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We're going to have a great time in the Lord Jesus Christ. Call all your friends. Call your neighbors. Call your enemies. Call everybody. Tell them that the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast is on the air. And we've got praise for another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. Remember, we're coming each and every day now, Monday through Friday, on WSNR 620 on your AM dial right here in New York, New Jersey. Monday through Friday, 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. And, of course, we're on Blog Talk Radio and live stream. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. We're going to have a good time. Remember, my mind is made up, and I'm going to praise the Lord. Good morning and God bless you. Anytime God has done something for you, you ought to be willing to praise Him. Anytime that God has did something for you or done something for you, you ought to be able to praise Him. Good morning, New York. Good morning, world. It's just good to be here, to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to let you know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stocks, and I'm grateful to be here today, and I'm just thankful. I'm going to be talking about Jesus will save you today. I felt like it was very important. I know we all know that He's the Savior, but I just feel like it was very important to talk about this subject, that Jesus will save you, because some people maybe feel like they're in too bad a shape. The condition is so horrible that they feel like that Jesus will not save them. But I come to let you know that Jesus will save you. No matter who you are, Jesus will save you. There's no doubt in my mind. Jesus Christ will save you. No doubt in my mind. There's no doubt. Listen, I got a scripture here I want to share with you. It's in the book of Luke. Let's take a look at this in the book of Luke. Let's look at the book of Luke. Let's look at verses chapter 19. It's Luke chapter 19. And I'm going to read verse 1 through 10. Let's just ask God to bless us this morning. God, we need you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're here to lift up your name, Lord Jesus. But we need your strength. We need your wisdom. We need your knowledge. Show me what to say. Teach me what to say. Word my mouth. Get in my mind. Have your way today. And those that hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Save, heal, and deliver today. Work a miracle on this Sunday in Jesus' name. Now, before I go any further, let me tell you who I am again. I'm Pastor Lonnie Stocks. I'm the pastor here of the Jesus Saves Ministry. That's in Brooklyn, New York. Let me just put that on the screen for you. I'm the pastor here of the Jesus Saves Ministry. There it is. 509 Evergreen Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. We are in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn. We are between Cornelia Street and Putnam Avenue. Come on by today, man. Woman, come on by. Sister, brother, come on by. We're going to have a good time today. Service begins at 11:30 a.m. this morning. And then we're going to have a 4:30 p.m. afternoon service. And if you can't make the morning service, come by for the afternoon service. We have a good time today. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221, if you'd like to write me. And we're in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn between Cornelia Street and Putnam Avenue. My telephone number to call now and any other time is 718-574-2244. That telephone number is 718-574-2244. We're just grateful to the Lord for this opportunity to come and lift up the name of Jesus on this wonderful Sunday morning. This is the last Sunday in the month, and God has blessed us all month for the month of September. So this is the last Sunday in the month. Next month, I'll be celebrating 30 years in ministry. 30 years, as a pastor. My 30th anniversary. Actually, we've already did 30, but next month will be the month we celebrated. June the 29th was 30 years. So we give God the praise for that. I'll be talking about that more to you with you next week on that. All right. On this morning, in the book of Luke, chapter number 19 and verse number 1. First of all, I want to tell you that it's understood that Zacchaeus and his whole family, amen, this is the house where he lived. And this is the vicinity of the house. And God, Jesus, our Savior, just came to Zacchaeus and blessed him. And, you know, you have to be careful this morning because, when I say careful, not in a bad sense, but in a good sense, because God may just bless you today, even when you're not looking for it. So let's read the scripture. In Luke 19, verse number 1, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Let's look at it. Verse number 2. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Don't make no mistake about it. See, money don't bring you peace, y'all. I mean, money is good. I've had money. Not a lot of money. But I've had money. But money will not give you total peace. It will not do it. I'm telling you, you can have all the money that you think you need. But if your body is sick, what good is the money? If your mind is deranged, what good is the money? If you don't know what time of day it is, what good is the money? But he was a rich man. Verse number 3, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not further press because he was little in stature. Now, if you look at verse 3, it said, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was. He was just looking for Jesus because he was inquisitive to find out about Jesus. That there's no indication there that he was looking for Jesus for salvation, but he was curious about Jesus. And the Bible said he was a small man. He was a small man. And there was a crowd of people around Jesus. And verse number 4, it says, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. Now, he climbed up to see Jesus, for he was to pass that way. Now, he heard or thought or seen or had an idea, or it looked like Jesus was going that way. So he went out of his way and climbed up that sycamore tree to see Jesus. I think that's remarkable. You know, sometimes people think that it's no good going to church. Let me tell you something. Don't let nobody tell you that going to church is no good. You need to go to church. Never let anyone, I don't care who it is, tell you that going to church doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, the Bible warns us. It says, don't neglect the assembling of yourself together as some others have done. Don't do that. Always make sure you attend church. Don't miss your Bible study. Don't miss your prayer meeting. Attend church. For goodness sake, whatever you're going to do, don't slack back on going to church. But anyway, he went that way and he climbed up that tree, went out of his way to go up that tree just to see Jesus. And that sycamore tree is a slick tree. But anyway, he climbed that tree and because he thought Jesus, if you know, Jesus was coming that way. So he went out of his way to get to Jesus. Now let's look at the next verse. Verse number 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, that means Jesus, and saw him, which is Zacchaeus, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. Isn't that amazing? He tells this man to come down because I must abide at your house. What I like about that verse, and I would like to point out to you, you never know when Jesus is going to bless you. You never know. Don't think that Jesus, it won't bless you, because he, there's just no telling. Well, you know, when the Lord saved me, I wasn't even looking for it. Some of you today that maybe not saved, before this day is over, you can be saved. Actually, before I get off this broadcast, you can be saved. Just in a moment's time, in the twinkling of an eye. You know, if that's never happened to you, I know it's not believable. You know what? The reason I want to say it's not believable, because when my friend Robert Rosemer got saved back in 1971 or 72, probably about 1973. I didn't believe it, because like he was living in New York and I was living in North Carolina, and he had came home one weekend and we went out partying. He was married, I was married. We picked up two young ladies. He had a young lady, I had a young lady. We was partying and going on. Neither one of us really was that much of a drinker, but we loved the women. And we was partying, and Robert came back to New York. And the very next weekend, he came back again. But when he came back home the next time, the following weekend, he was talking about Jesus. He didn't want to drink, or at least he didn't drink. He didn't want to party, didn't want to see no woman. His whole conversation was about Jesus Christ. Man, I really was thrown for a loop. I mean, I really, honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. This preacher was thrown for a complete loop. I wasn't a preacher at that time. How did that happen? How did he change just like that? I'm telling you that some of you right now, maybe you don't believe it. And you can say, it won't happen to me. But it could happen to you just like that. Let me tell you a story I heard about. And with some preacher telling this story, I don't know who it was, but I heard him on WWRL, I guess it's about 30 years ago. And he was telling him about this gentleman. He was the one. he was going with this young lady, and she was saved, and her brother was saved, but he wasn't. He wasn't saved. And he said, and that particular day, they was riding someplace. They going towards Coney Island. And he said the brother got in the car. They was in the automobile. And the brother reached over and laid his hand on his thigh, on his leg. And he said he'd always thought them church boys was funny and they was homosexuals. He said, now I hope this guy ain't getting ready to start nothing. And he said the guy was telling about Jesus this and Jesus. He said he balled his fists up. He said, if this rascal come any closer, I'm going to knock him out. And the guy said, the man began to pray for him. The brother began to pray for him. He said he got knocked out. The Holy Spirit knocked him out. And when he came to his senses, he was a born-again Christian. Well, that's what I'm telling you. Jesus can do the same identical thing to you today, right now, if you're not saved. So in Luke 19, and let's turn to the next verse, verse 6. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Now what the scripture is telling us, that Zacchaeus came down from that sycamore tree after Jesus had invited him to come to his own house, and I want to come and bless you. Let's look at the verse again. Look at verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, Zacchaeus, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. The next verse says, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Verse 7, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Now notice, they didn't particularly believe in Zacchaeus, but his money made them respect him. It's a strange thing about money. If you have money, it gives you some respect now. They may not like it, but your money will give you some respect. What you own, your position in life, people may not like you, but they can't deny the fact that you're all right. It's like an education. You get you an education, you get your degree, and you get well-grounded in knowledge. People may not like the way you look. They may not like the complexion of your face. They may not like the way you handle yourself. But guess what? They got to give you some respect and respect because you are educated. You are knowledgeable. You're learned. And you know what? It's the same thing with money, same thing with knowledge, same thing with education. I was an automobile mechanic for 46 years. And not blowing my own whistle, a horn, but I'm not trying to toot my horn. But I was pretty decent to be a mechanic. Now, I wasn't tall. I wasn't skinny. I wasn't fat. I was just an ordinary guy. But I was pretty good at those cars, right? And people would come from miles around. I mean, I've had people, I live in New York, I've had people to drive from Connecticut, get a hotel room for me to do some work on the automobile. I've had a man one time to come from Baltimore, Maryland, for me to do a dual exhaust system on his car. This is many years ago. And you know what? It wasn't so much of my looks. It wasn't so much it was all about my expertise. It was about my expertise, how good I was. And that's what I'm saying. This man had the goods. He had money. People had to respect him, even though they didn't like him. They didn't like him because they said he was a sinner. Now, the reason they considered him a sinner was because he was a tax collector. And he made money collecting tax. And nobody wants to pay tax. So let me don't deal with that too much. But anyway, he was considered a sinner by the people that were looking. But Jesus came to the sinner's house. Look at verse 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Now, Zacchaeus was a rich man. He had accomplished much. He was able to tell the Lord that I'll give back to anyone that I've taken from with interest. And I'm willing to give half of my goods to the poor. Now, think about it. This is the same man that had gathered all of that substance, all that finance, all of that money, all of that revenue. Now, at one time he was stockpiling. He was putting it in the bank. But after meeting Jesus, after Jesus comes to his house, the first thing he says is, I'm willing to give half of it away. Then I'm willing to pay interest to anyone that I've taken anything from. That's the change that can happen when you meet Jesus. Nobody knows why you do whatever you do. But you do. Because Jesus has touched you. Let me go back to the next verse. Verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham. Now, Christ didn't worry about him taking money unlawfully. He didn't worry about who he had taken from, his wealth. Jesus said he's a son of Abraham. He's a son of God. See, I want you to understand, no matter who you are, what your position, who your mother, who your father, Christ still loves you. Now, I got something I want to give to you in a moment. Verse number 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, if you're looking on Blog Talk Radio, I put it on Blog Talk. There's something here I want you to see. Okay, right over Blog Talk Radio, and if you're looking on live stream, I'm going to let you, it's there. Christ the Savior. Christ the Savior. Now, this is a note that I took off one of my commentaries. Now, hear what it says. A native of interior China wanted to become a Christian, but couldn't understand how Christianity was superior to Confucianism and Buddhism. He didn't understand it. He couldn't understand it. Why was Christianity better? So one morning, he came to the missionary in a happy mood, saying, I dreamed last night, and now I understand. I dreamed I had fallen into a deep pit where I lay helpless and despairing. Confucius came and said, Let me give you advice, my friend. If you get out of your trouble, never get in again. A Buddha came and said, If you can climb up to where I can reach you, I will help you. But watch this. Then Christ came. He climbed down into the pit and carried me out. It takes the Savior of man to do that. Only a Savior would stoop so low as to save a sinful soul like yours and mine. I thought that was so wonderful to understand, to hear, and to read. That Jesus would actually come to you wherever you are. whether you're in prison, whether you're on the mountaintop, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, whether you're black or whether you're white, whatever ethnicity you are, the Lord Jesus Christ will come to you and meet you where you need him to meet you at. If you're in sin today and you cannot get out, you're stuck. If you're in prison today, and I don't know how many years you have, but Jesus will meet you there. You can be in the hospital. You can be in the hospital bed. You can be in the operation room, on the operation table. Jesus Christ will meet you there. You can be in a burning building about to be engulfed by flames, but Jesus will meet you right there. Remember the Hebrew boys? They was in that burning, fiery furnace. But when the king looked, he said, I see four men. And you know what? One that I see looks like the Son of Man or the Son of God. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, no matter how sick you are, no matter how sick you are today, I come to tell you that Jesus Christ will meet you right where you are. Jesus will meet you there. Listen, I got some good gospel music coming your way. But Kurt Cobb, keep it locked right here.
Can we go back for a minute? Listen. This little song, this is the Kurt Cobb remix.
Because the Lord is in the temple, let everybody bow.
Oh!
look at one more person and tell them, my blessing is here right now. If you believe it, sing, it's my time.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're getting ready to go into our prayer hour. You can be a part of this prayer right now. Please submit your prayer. Call us at 1-718-574-2244. Prayer will change things, and there is power in prayer. That telephone number once again is 1-718-574-2244. Please call now and submit your prayer request in Jesus' name.
You'll stop by. You'll take care a little bit of you. Now I was in sin in my younger days. Oh Lord. And I know my mother prayed for me when I was out in the world doing everything wrong. I know she said, love.
Don't forget to submit your prayer request now. You can call us at 1-718-574-2244. And I'm telling you, I'm getting ready to pray. So submit your prayer request. 1-718-574-2244. Prayer will change things.
He'll take care of you. I'm reminded of old man Joe. He prayed and asked God to take care of his children every day. But oh, sometimes trouble will come and make you seem like prayer just ain't enough. But Job said, I know that God holds good and bad in his hand. Somebody told us that Job, you ought to doubt God. But I know Job said, I'm going to stay right here on his word. He looked up to heaven and said, Lord, whatever you do, I'm going to stay right here and wait on you. I'm not going to change. Oh, I know it will. All you gotta do is call on Jesus. He will. He'll hear your every call. Yes, he will.
Hello, my friend. Once again, this is Apostle Lonnie Starks, and we're getting ready to pray. And I want you to be a part of this prayer, no matter what you're experiencing, whatever you're going through. I want you to be sure of this, that God hears prayer and there is power in prayer. And God can change your situation. I believe God. Give me a call at 1-718-574-2244. Remember, prayer changes things. Take care. Remember, I'm waiting on you to call. 1 718-574-2244. Remember, prayer changes things.
This is for all the people out there that have doubt in their mind. I stop by to tell you today, if you're having problems in your life, I know you heard in the days of old that prayer would change things. Well, that same God that was changing things right then, children, he's doing it right now.
All right, the prayer line is open, 1-718-574-2244. I'm waiting on your call right now. All right?
And how God is able to take care of you when you're in the midst of your storm, when you're in the midst of your troubles. My dear Christian sisters and brothers.
Amen. We thank the Lord today. It's time to pray now. I've gotten those prayer requests. I've got about five here. And we know that God answers prayer. And if there's any more out there that need prayer, give me a call. And I want to pray for you as well. Amen. We're going to begin praying in just a few minutes. We have Pastor Alice Bella. Praise the Lord. We got your prayer request. Amen. Well, I'm going to put this name in here. Evangelist Charlene Steeborn, your name is in there. We thank you, Bishop Stevenson, we've got your name. Amen. We thank the Lord. Brother John, I think it's John. We got you. We thank the Lord for you. And who else is this right here? I can't even understand my own writing. It doesn't look like it, or it don't look like it. I believe it's Wimbledon or something. I'm sorry, sir. Please forgive me. But God know you. Wimbledon, I think it is. We're praying for you. And we're praying for all of you out there now. Let's get ready to pray now, because God answers prayer. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for another day to be among the land of the living. As I was getting ready for bed last evening, and you gave me this truth that you were there with me and that you won't leave me. God, let this truth be saturated in the hearts of each and everyone that hear me today, that you're there with them. And you won't leave them. No matter what they're going through, you are yet there with them. And you won't leave them. And you promised in your word that man, if he would pray, he wouldn't faint. And that above all, we should seek you with our whole heart, mind, body, and soul. And you said you would not turn us away from you if we come to you. So God, we put these petitions before you. Despondency, neglect, loneliness, poverty, sickness, disease, famine, a need, a want. God is there in front of you. I'm praying for Bishop Stevenson. He called me. I'm praying for Alice Bell. She called. Donnie Wiggins didn't call, but I'm praying for him. Charlene Steeborn didn't call, but I'm praying for her. I pray for my daughter Anna in her sickness. I pray for my daughter Brianka. I pray for Jesus Saves Ministry. I pray for all the body of Christ that you would help and supply every need. I call out Tasia Pittman, Francine Pittman, Doris Batts. God, you hear me. You know those people. Kelly Duncan's. Have mercy, God. fleet of stocks. Have mercy. Bless. Supply that need. Help them right now. Father, you told me that if I pray, you would answer my prayer. So I'm praying according to your word. Now, by faith in your word, Father, I'm thanking you in advance for answering these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands and give God a praise right there.
Without your presence, you created me to worship you. I won't give my glory to anybody else, not even me. I won't become my own idol. Woo, but I'll give it all back to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Declaration tonight, your name. Come on, if that's your testimony with those hands lifted, I want you to offer that tonight. You can join us singing that. I was created to worship, love and adore. To the going down. Your name. We're going to go back to the top. I need us all to sing that tonight. Out of yielded vessels, that's what you were created to do. Come on, Zion. I was created. Yeah. My daily bread, you're the lifter, Lord of mine. You're King of kings, and your name is worthy. I worship you
for who you are.
There's none like you.
Like you.
Oh, morning star.
Oh, morning star.
My daily bread, lifter of my head. You're King of kings. Your name is worthy. Come on. I worship you for who you are. None like you, Jesus. You're my morning star. Daily bread. The lifter of my head. The King of kings. Your name is worthy. I worship you for who you are. There's none like you. Open up your mouth in this moment and give God your best praise. Say hallelujah, hallelujah. I give you the highest praise. Can somebody join me tonight in crying out to God? Hallelujah. Your name, hey, hallelujah. don't hear nobody. I said, I don't hear nobody. Your name, your name.
Funeral needs, call Interboro Funeral Service at 718-452-0101. It's located at 544 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. The funeral director is Mr. Manny Spouse. Tell him you heard about them at the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast.
Purchase your first home with a very small down payment. This is the time. Interest rates are historically low before it's too late. Call Jimmy Smith at 917-330-4811. We're conveniently located at 1928 Fulton Street near Ralph Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11233. Home Market Realty. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, call Jimmy Smith, 917-330-4811, and tell him you heard it here at the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. For all your loading needs, Adam and Eve Loadmaster products. Easy loaders for home, air, land, sea, trucks, and trailers. Now on sale, we have standard $129.99, medium $189.99, large $249.99. Book one today. Order now. Contact us at 347-568-1052. Tell them you heard about it here at the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being my friend today. Don't forget, today is Sunday. We're going to be right here in the church, and we're going to be having a good time. I'm inviting you to be my special guest here at the Jesus Saves Ministry. We're located at 509 Evergreen Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Come on by today and enjoy the Lord with me. Sunday school starts this morning at 10 a.m. Our morning worship begins at 11:30 a.m. Our afternoon service begins at 4:30 p.m. Come on by today. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, between Cornelius Street and Putnam Avenue. Come on by. Come on by. Come on by. Let me give you the directions. You can take the J train to Halsey Street or Gates Avenue. Get off at either one of those stops. Walk over two blocks east to Evergreen. First block will be Bushwick. Next block, Evergreen. Just come on down to 509 Evergreen Avenue. come on by and worship the Lord with me today. We're going to have a good time. Take the B-52 or the B-26 bus. Either one of those buses will put you off on Evergreen. Come on down to 509. Also, you can take the B-60 bus going down Wilson Avenue to put you off on Putnam Avenue. Come on down to 509 Evergreen. Now, walk over two blocks and you'll be at Evergreen. It's going to put you off right on Wilson and Putnam. Come on over to Evergreen. Two blocks. All right. Come on by today. We're going to have a good time. My name is Bishop Lonnie Starks, Apostle Lonnie Starks. I am going to be talking about unity today. We need unity. Unity is what we need today. Unity. If we have unity in the services, we will overcome. We'll overcome. We won't be no loser. Because Christ said one can chase 1,000. But he said two could put 10,000 to a flight. So we need unity. I'm going to be preaching about that today. Come on over this morning and enjoy yourself. Plan to spend the whole day with me. Come on over. I need you today to come on over and just have a good time. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. We are in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn. We're in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn between Cornelia Street and Putnam Avenue. And that's the Bushwick section of Brooklyn. Between Cornelia Street and Putnam Avenue, we're right on the corner of Putnam Avenue. All right? Come on by. Come on by. Bring your friends. Bring your loved ones. Bring your enemies. Tell them to come on by. We all congregate. And we'll have a good time. Don't forget today's message on the radio was Jesus will save you. But when, today in service, I'm going to be preaching about this morning, by the grace of God, unity. How unity can bring deliverance in your home, in your house, through unity. Well, my time is about up. It's been fun. I enjoyed it. I always enjoy coming, lifting up that wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I tell you, I enjoy talking about Jesus. I enjoy lifting his name up because there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved but by the name of Jesus. So listen, I'm getting ready to go. Remember, God loves you and I do too. I want you to listen to this just in case you don't know Jesus. I want you to get to know him. Jesus Christ saves. There's no doubt in my mind. Jesus Christ saves. Keep it locked. Please listen to this in Jesus' name.
We have heard the joyful sound.
Yes, Jesus Christ saved. God bless you. If you're not saved today, we want you to give your life to Jesus because he loved you. He loved you so much that he died in your stead. Listen, I want you to know something today that he said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I want you to know that God loves you, and it's so simple to be saved. All you got to do is repent of your sins. Confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ was buried in the borrowed tomb, rose from the grave on the third day, and believe it in your heart, and you shall be saved. In Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Right now, wherever you are, bow your heads with me. And let us pray. Father, I confess that Jesus came into this world, lived a perfect life, was crucified and buried in a borrowed tomb, and rose from the grave on the third day to save me. Father, I believe it now. I believe that I'm saved. Save me, Father. Forgive me for my sins. Thank God. Amen. My friend, if you believe that, you're saved. Keep it locked right here. Remember, Jesus saves. To that, I love you in Jesus' name. praise him and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to our broadcast today. Thank you. We've had a great time. You made the broadcast what it was, and we thank God for you. We got to go now. Remember, I love to see you stop by our church, the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Or you can stop by my webpage at www.tjsm.org. Find more information about us. And you can also email me at gojesusnow@aol.com. Remember, my telephone number is always 718-574-2244. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stars. We got to leave you now. But just remember, I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you take care. We'll see you on the next broadcast. In Jesus' name.